thankful, grateful, blessed. Be honest. How many of you have a sign, a shirt, coffee mug, throw pillow, something with this written on it? Don't be afraid. I know many of you. Thank you for being honest. I know there's more of you out there that just don't want to raise your hand. That's fine. What about just the last word, blessed? Who has something with just blessed written on it? Or have used the term, that the hashtag blessed on social media? We done that before? Right? Hashtag blessed with a picture of our children or a cup of coffee or whatever is making us happy that day. Right? I think it's great that people want to express positivity in using either this whole phrase, thankful, grateful, blessed, or just the last part, blessed, and whatever that means, whether you're wearing that on your clothing or it's on your coffee mug or you're posting it on social media, whatever. I think these are good things. However, I think we have a tendency when we, I don't know if overuse is the right term, but sometimes we can misuse words, or we can use words so often, sometimes we just confuse what those words actually mean. As the Thanksgiving holiday is upon us this week, I think it's a worthy time to examine this idea. We need to be thankful. We need to be grateful. We need to understand what it means to be blessed, how God blesses us, and how we should respond to His blessings. One note as we move forward, I think when we see this, I think thankful and grateful are usually used to describe the same idea, and in the English language, they kind of mean the same thing. So as we go on, I'm going to lump those together and use those interchangeably, and for time purposes as well today. Before we move on, though, I want to let you know I appreciate you being here. I'm so excited, as always, to have this opportunity to be here, both those who are in our audience physically and those who are at home on Zoom. We appreciate you being with us today. You are an encouragement to me by joining with us. If you don't have a Bible in front of you yet, please take one out and open to the book of Matthew, where we'll read from in just a few minutes. What does it mean to be blessed? When you say you're blessed, or when you use that hashtag, blessed, what do you mean by that? What do you mean when you say you are blessed? Blessings come in a variety of forms, don't they? Many of us are very blessed here with physical blessings, with health. We're blessed with our families. We're blessed with our homes and our jobs. These are all things that we should be thankful for, absolutely. But at the same time, not everyone is blessed with good health, right? We have some here who are not among our number today, some who've not been able to join us for a very long time because they're not blessed with good health. We have many here who have lost family members or other loved ones recently. We have some here whose job may not be a blessing or as much of a blessing to them as your job might be to you, perhaps. We can lose our jobs. We can lose our homes even. And so if we don't have those things, if we've lost any of those things, if we've lost loved ones, we've lost a job or whatever, does that mean we're not blessed anymore? What happens when those blessings get removed from us? Do you consider yourself blessed still? Or do you consider yourself unblessed at that point? You see, while we certainly have physical blessings, we understand this, I think, to some degree, we need to not limit our perspective of blessings to just those physical things, those things that are all temporary in our life anyway. Blessed means happy. We talked about this a little bit in Bible class this morning. The basic meaning is happy, but it's more than just happiness. It also means fortunate. There's some things that are beyond our control. It means well off. It's we're well off as a result of God extending His benefits to us. And so as we have received His benefits in some way, shape, or form, we are blessed because of that. And when we count our blessings, though, we understand we need to do more than just count our physical blessings. I'm blessed with more than just the clothes in my closet or the money in my bank account. When you look in Matthew 5 and verse 45, Matthew 5 and verse 45 reminds us that God has given certain blessings to everyone, right? The last part of verse 45 says, He makes His sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. So God blesses everyone to some extent. But the truth is, God's blessings aren't always so obvious, are they? They aren't always so obvious. And sometimes, if we're being real honest, they're not even always wanted. Go back earlier in Matthew 5, where we spent our time in Bible study this morning. Matthew 5, you look in, let's read verses 3 through 6 for a moment. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Jesus says it's those who are poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who are meek, those who are hungering and thirsting that are blessed. We read that list and we think, I don't want to mourn. I don't want to be hungry and thirsty. I don't want to be poor. I don't really want to be meek, if you want to know the truth about it. Right? We don't inherently want those things, do we? A lot of folks don't want those things. We understand the blessing is not in that condition. The blessing is not in being poor in spirit or the mourning or the hungering and thirsting. The blessing is what happens to those individuals, right? It's how God treats those individuals who are poor in spirit, who mourn over their sin, who hunger and thirst for righteousness. We may want the blessings, but we don't always want to fulfill the requirements to receive some of those blessings God gives us. Everyone wants the kingdom of heaven, but who wants to be poor in spirit? Again, not to... We won't mention his name. Maybe that'll... No. Steve's invitation Wednesday night, right? Mention how we're struggling. You had to go there, Luke. No, just kidding. It's all good. He mentioned that we're struggling. And many of us are, right? As we come upon Thanksgiving, who's finding it a little more difficult to be thankful this year? Because it's been a rough year. And how many of us are just thankful because we see the calendar is about to run out for 2020? And we're just thankful to move on. There's no guarantee 2021 gets better, guys. There is nothing magical about January 1st that suddenly makes so many of our situations go away. Do we know that? I think we forget that. I think I forget that sometimes, right? I know we joke about it and it's cute and it can be funny, but it's serious as well that we have been through a lot this year, haven't we? And so, when we are mourning or feeling poor in spirit, maybe not about sin or a spiritual condition, do we forget that God is there, that God is God? Verse 11 and 12, everyone wants to have their reward in heaven, as verse 12 mentions, right? But who wants to be reviled and persecuted and go through all that to get there? It seems backwards. So why is it we're blessed? Why is it we're blessed when we're poor in spirit? Why is it we're blessed when we mourn, when we are meek, when we're hungering and thirsting, when we're persecuted? Why is that? Let's go back to Psalm 100. Psalm 100, where Justin read for us a few moments ago. We're going to spend some more time there for the next few minutes. Psalm 100. Again, I know it was read just a moment ago, but I would like to reread that. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endures to all generations. Why are we to be thankful to God? Verse 4 tells us, be thankful to Him, right? Verse 5 goes on to tell us why. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. His mercy is everlasting. His loving kindness is everlasting. His truth, New American Standard calls that faithfulness. I like both ideas. His truth and faithfulness endure, right, to all generations. So when we think about how we're blessed, yes, we're blessed, many of us with health, good health. We're blessed by our family. We're blessed, many of us, with a good job. But more than that, we are blessed when we are poor in spirit. We're blessed when we mourn. We're blessed when we hunger and thirst, and even when we're persecuted, because we have a God who is always good. We have a God who is everlastingly merciful. And because we have a God whose truth and faithfulness endure for all generations. The greatest blessing we have in this life is God. He is our greatest blessing. The God who made you. The physical blessings in your life, that's just a small taste. No matter how physically blessed you are, no matter what abundance of blessings you have in your life, it's just a small taste. It's just a wake-up call to help us open our eyes to see the greater blessings that God has given to all of us. In Psalm 34, verse 8, David writes, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him." You see, God wants to bless you with treasure that cannot be stolen. It cannot be taken away. Rust or moth is not going to destroy the blessings He wants to give to you. It cannot be broken, the greatest blessings we have from Him. Our greatest blessings cannot die. That's how God wants to bless us. So, we are undeniably blessed by God. Undeniably, not just with our physical blessings. Those pale in comparison to the spiritual blessings He's given us, right? To the blessing of His goodness and His mercy and His truth and He Himself and the fact He wants a relationship with us. We are undeniably blessed by God, but is God blessed by you? Is God blessed by you? That's an odd thought, isn't it? Look back at the end of verse 4 of Psalm 100. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. Be thankful to God and you bless His name. What? God's the one that blesses me, right? I'm the one who receives the blessing in this relationship. Isn't that how this is supposed to work? I'm just going to show up here and He's going to be the one that blesses me in His life. I'm supposed to bless Him. How can I bless God? How in the world can I bless God? Bless, in verse 4, it's actually a different word. It literally means to kneel, as in we are kneeling before God, but practically it means to praise. It means to praise Him. And so while we are blessed with God, blessed by God with so much, understand that we are supposed to return blessing for blessing. We are supposed to return blessing back to God in our life. A lot of times we say we're thankful for something, we just leave it for that. Yeah, I'm so thankful for that, or I'm grateful for that. First, let's make sure that our thankfulness, our gratitude has a direction. Who are we thankful to? Are we not usually thankful to God for whatever that is? Let's make sure we express that. But more than that, look over in Psalm 105. See that gratitude or thankfulness is more than just a feeling. Psalm 105, just a couple pages over. I'm just going to read the first four verses here. Look how it starts out. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. All right, there's our context. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing to Him. Sing psalms to Him. Talk of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Giving thanks in verse 1. It's not a passive process. It's an active endeavor. It's a verb. It's an action word. Give thanks. It's one word in the Hebrew. And it literally means to throw. Give thanks means to throw, but it's also translated as praise in several verses. So it's the idea of, in a respectful way, throwing praise at God. That's what we are doing when we give thanks to Him. We are throwing our praise towards Him. Giving thanks is not just a feeling of gratitude. It's an action we do when we praise God. So how do we do that? How do I bless Him? How do I praise Him? How do I give thanks? Sometimes we're so richly blessed by... We've experienced this with people in our life, right? We're so richly blessed by people, we struggle to say thank you enough. You know what that's like? It's like that with God, isn't it? How am I ever going to say thank you enough for what He's done? I can't say thank you enough. You can't say thank you enough for all of His blessings, but we can start. And we can spend the rest of our lives trying to thank Him enough. No, we're not going to get there. And then we can get to eternity and we can continue thanking Him, can't we? Let's get started. God tells us how we can bless Him, how we can tell Him thank you, if you will. We can bless Him. We can express our thanks with singing. Verse 2 says, sing to Him. Sing psalms to Him. Throughout Scripture, we see a connection between singing and giving thanks to God. Those are very much connected. In Ephesians 5, verse 19 and 20, it says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't stop at the end of verse 19. It's just a comma, right? That singing is a way we give thanks to Him. That's one of the purposes of singing, is to give thanks. Hebrews 13:15 says, therefore, by Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. When we praise God with our lips, we are giving thanks to Him. This certainly includes church assemblies like we have right now, singing during an assembly such as this. But we're by no means limited to singing just during a worship assembly. This isn't the only place we can sing praises to God. Hebrews 13:15 says to thank Him continually, right? Thank Him continually. In Acts 16, I'm not going to go over and read it right now, but when Paul and Silas were singing in Acts 16, they weren't in a worship assembly. They were sitting in a prison with their feet chained to the floor. I can think of two really great reasons why I would not be singing if I was with Paul and Silas in Acts 16. Two really great reasons, or excuses, if you will. One, they're actively being persecuted, right? Me, I like to sing when I'm happy. It's usually a way that Chelsea can tell if I'm in a good mood or not, is if I'm singing. If I'm in a bad mood, if I'm having a bad day, I'm probably not going around the house singing. Okay? Being in prison is a bad day. I'm probably not singing in that case. Beyond that, the second reason, there's people around. I don't like singing around other. I like singing around you guys. I'm fine with that. But other than that, I'm not singing in public, am I? Most of us don't like singing in public because people can hear me and we don't want people to hear us, right? Yet even though they were having a terrible day sitting in a prison cell, even though there were people around who were going to hear them, they might get made fun of by them even. It didn't let those excuses stop them. They sang, didn't they? They sang praises to God. If they can sing and give thanks to God at a time like that, is there ever a time when you and I can't sing and give thanks to Him? Really, is there a time? Their positive influence, they end up saving the jailer's life that night. They helped him find salvation through Jesus that night. I don't know, maybe we should be singing in the store, at the park, or wherever we are. Maybe we shouldn't be so shy to sing in public every now and then. What better way, whether around people or not, what better way to let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly, right, than to sing and to remind ourselves of His spiritual blessings? So we can express thanks to God with singing. I know that seems simple, but be glad for that. I'm glad. When you stop and think about the blessings God has given us, and you stop and ask the question, how can I ever thank Him or repay Him? And we start to realize that we're poor in spirit, that we kind of can't in some ways, right? We're kind of incapable of that. But then we know that he says, sing to me. That's how you can give me thanks. You can sing praises to my name. Be glad that it can be that easy. I'm thankful. It's that easy to return thanks, to bless his name. Beyond just singing, though, we can express thanks with prayer. Again, guys, let's rejoice and be glad that it can be this simple to return thanks to him. Let's not take it lightly by any means. Let's not take it for granted or take it lightly. But let's be glad that this doesn't require some special training to do. Psalm 105, verse 1 says to call upon his name. We can call upon him when we pray, right? Go over to Colossians chapter 4. If you would, Colossians chapter 4, maybe leave your finger or a bookmark in Psalm 105. We'll come back over there. Colossians 4 and verse 2 says, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. We need to be vigilant in our prayers with thanksgiving. Thanking God it's a little bit like telling your family you love them. Sometimes we feel, especially guys, you might feel like, I don't need to tell them today. I told them yesterday. They know, right? Don't do that. You tell them, right? Even though they know, you still tell them. Don't ever just take, oh, God knows I'm thankful. You tell him, okay? We don't take that for granted. We tell him thank you. The problem I know I have sometimes, I just get so busy, right? Our days get so filled with so many things. And we just want to get our work done so we can have a few minutes to stop and relax in the evening, right? So we don't ever want to stop and take time just to sit and, you know, pray or not do anything. And guys, if we don't stop and say thank you, are we really thankful? Are we actually thankful? As much as we like to think we are grateful, are we really grateful if we can't stop and tell God, thank you for the blessings in our life? Now also, there's nothing wrong with occasionally throwing up a casual thank you for all my blessings. I don't think that's wrong. But if that's all we ever do, I don't think that's quite cutting it either, guys. We've got to thank God for specific blessings in our life. Again, that takes some time. That takes giving it some thought. But actually naming the things we are thankful for to him. And when we do that, when we thank him for specific things in our life, it does something really cool within us. It reminds us of the blessings we have. When I name it, when I name the thing I'm grateful for to God in prayer, I'm reminding myself of the blessings I have in my life as well. And when I remind myself how God has blessed me and taken care of me, that gives me reason to rejoice, right? To be glad for those things. And it gives you a peace of mind. That's a whole extra blessing in and of itself. And so even when we're thanking him for our blessings, he simultaneously is blessing us again by doing that. We're getting blessed by the action of blessing him. It's amazing how that process works, isn't it? If you look in Philippians, go back a book to Philippians chapter 4. Verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Skip to verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I know there's more to this verse than just praying and giving thanks, right? There's taking your cares and your worries to him and making your requests be made known to him, knowing that he's got it. But right in there is also thanking him for these things. That's part of this process. And when we make sure we give him thanks in that process, when we bring our worries and cares to him, it says we have the peace of God that guards our hearts. This peace of God that is beyond my comprehension. So what you find in these expressions of thanksgiving and singing and prayer, they have multiple purposes, right? They do a lot of things for us. But when we express thanks through singing and prayer, we're going to find ourselves rejoicing at the same time, aren't we? We're going to find ourselves rejoicing in the blessings of Christ. And that's another way we can return blessing to God and show our gratitude, is by experiencing the joy that comes with thanksgiving. Experiencing that joy and just being glad for that joy He gives you when you give thanks. We saw that in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7 again. Be anxious for nothing, and everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It's in the context of verse 4 of rejoicing always, right? This is part of rejoicing. Having that peace of God that no thief is going to break in and steal the greatest blessings He's given me. The greatest blessings He's given me are not going to break, they're not going to rust or decay. Go back over to Psalm 105, if you would. Psalm 105, verse 3 says, the last part, let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. You could say, let those who seek the Lord rejoice, right? If we are seeking God, we are to be rejoicing. My beloved, God wants you and I to rejoice. We study verses like this morning, like being poor in spirit and mourning, and that's part of being a Christian, but that's not all of it, right? There is a joy that comes with being a Christian. As one brother I knew often said, we should be the happiest people on the face of this earth. Christians should be the happiest people on earth because of how God has blessed us. Again, when we tap into this cycle of blessing and giving thanks, and then God blesses us more, it just keeps feeding itself. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. I don't know why they take three verses. It's the same. It says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. It's all together, right? There's no end to that process once we get in the process. We sing and pray and give thanks because we're blessed by God. And when we sing and pray and give thanks, God blesses us more, giving us more reason to sing and pray and give thanks. And we get it, right? I think so. This is how God keeps us going through difficult times. But we have to keep blessing Him. We can't excuse ourselves from this process. We can't step back from that. When things of this world gets us down, it's God's blessings that lift us right back up. He gives us singing and prayer, which are blessings in and of themselves. He opens Himself up to having a relationship with you and with me. As folks like to say, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. He is unendingly merciful, and His truth and faithfulness span eternity. He cannot be taken from you. Let's rejoice in that. No matter what circumstances are going on around us, let's rejoice in the fact that God cannot be taken from you. But we can't stop there. If we are truly thankful and want to return blessing to God, we need to express the joy of giving thanks with others as well. All throughout those first few verses in Psalm 105, we see this. Psalm 105, go back up to verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Tell other people about God's deeds. Sing to Him. Sing songs to Him. Talk of all His wondrous works. Talk about God. Talk about what He's done in your life and the lives of others. Glory in His name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. That's not just your heart. We understand if we can get others to seek the Lord, they will be able to rejoice in that as well, right? We want to share that rejoicing with others. You show your gratitude for what God has done for you by sharing with others what He's done for them. We can share with others what He's done for them and what He's done for us. Remember Matthew 5, verse 45? He makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good, and the rain sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Sometimes I think we read that, and I think Christians get a little bit bothered by that sometimes. I've been there. I think, that's kind of unfair that God is blessing everyone. Right? That's how we get. We start to think that we deserve blessings or something and that others don't. Right? That's faulty logic in the first place, that we deserve blessings from God, which we don't. But can I tell you why we should be glad? Why we should be very glad that God extends His blessings in some way to everyone, even the evil, even the unjust? Here's why that's such a great thing. Because when you go to that person, when we're trying to spread the gospel and we go to a person who's not named Him as Lord and Savior, and we try to tell them about God and His love, there is something in that person's life. There's some way that God has blessed them. And we can point to that and say, that right there is God's blessing in your life. Even though you don't acknowledge it, He still blesses you. There is something in every single person's life that we can point to and say, that is God's blessing for you. It gives us the opportunity to do as Psalm 105 says, make known His deeds. Talk of His wondrous works. It'd be hard to talk about His wondrous works if there's nothing to talk about, right? God has given us plenty to talk about. He has given us so much to talk about. When you consider yourself blessed, we need to stop and ask, am I blessing God in return? Yes, there's a wide discrepancy in the physical blessings that folks receive in this life. But remember, even those who are blessed abundantly with physical blessings, that's just a taste. That's just a taste of what God is capable of blessing us with spiritually. Whatever physical blessings a person has, however great or small, it's a door. It's a door that can open to allow us to point and say, see what God has done for you? See how He's blessed you in your life? Sometimes we have to help others open their eyes to see how blessed they are. Because until a person comes to see the little blessings of life, it's going to be hard to see the greater spiritual blessings that God has offered. And sometimes we have to open our eyes to how God has blessed us as well. So what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? You can say, I'm thankful for my health. That's great. That's great. But did you know that you'll one day have an incorruptible body? You know, in heaven, we won't have to worry about sickness. We won't have to worry about getting overweight. No pandemics, none of that. You might say, I'm so thankful for my family. That's awesome, so am I. But did you know God allows us to be a part of His family? God wants to be your father, and He's blessed His children with brothers and sisters across this globe more than you can even begin to fit in your living room. You might say that you're thankful for your home. That's awesome. So am I. We're so fortunate to have a place of comfort and refuge. But did you know that God has a mansion prepared for you? He's got an eternal home waiting for you in heaven, and it doesn't have a mortgage. It's even better, isn't it? God's blessed us with so much more than we can begin to imagine. Blessed? We have no idea how blessed we really are. If you want to be blessed by God beyond your wildest dreams, you have to be found living faithfully to Him. God has provided a way for you to become His child by obeying the gospel and by being baptized into Christ. If you are not living faithful to Him and you need to make your life right, we would urge you to do that today. If we can help you in any way, or if we can just pray for you, if you'd like to let us know, we urge you to come forward right now as we stand and as we sing.